This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is about to step up pressure on companies to reveal what they pay their women and their men. It's an effort to eradicate the gender pay gap. Women earn about 79 cents for every dollar a man does. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on the story. Tracy, how would this work?
This would build on an executive order the president passed declared a few years ago that required federal contractors to file gender pay information with the government. So like that, this wouldn't need approval from Congress. Companies with more than 100 employees would have to tell the government how much they pay their workers by gender, also by race and by ethnicity.
So say a big gap is determined, would that be trouble for the companies? Would there be penalties?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, the government can use this information for investigations if it points to some kind of discrimination. But it'd also just give better visibility into what's going on. I spoke to Mary Gatta. She's a professor who focuses on these issues at the City University of New York.
A lot of what we know about pay is often clouded in secrecy. So we often don't know what is fair or unfair pay if we're being paid equally. So this is an important step in providing some of that information. And it has the opportunity to even inform companies who may unintentionally be paying women less.
So once companies have to gather this data, they'll probably try and address any issues before the government comes knocking, because the Equal Pay Act of 1963 requires men and women to receive equal pay for equal work.
Of 1963, this has been a debate that goes on and on.
Right. And the Obama administration, they've tried to chip away at this in different pieces. The first law he signed 7 years ago today was the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which gave women longer periods to file discrimination claims. He's created an equal pay task force. There have been other things here or there, but larger legislation has stalled in Congress, and the pay gap has closed only 2 cents during President Obama's tenure.
All right. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you for this.